Is COVID a part of biblical prophecy? The answer to that and other questions on Key Light.
If you think laughter isn't spiritual, or that faithfulness to God means conformity to Christian stereotypes, then this program probably isn't for you. But if you're looking for honest, biblical answers to honest questions, welcome to Key Light. Here's our host, author, and seminary professor, Steve Brown, along with Pete Allinson from ForgeBibleStudy.com.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, man. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm wearing a mask.
And you don't have COVID. You never had it.
No, I don't think so. But you can have it and not know it.
I know, that's
so
true.
So you become a grandmother killer and don't even know you've done it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if I'm going to kill somebody, I want to know I did it.
Wow.
But if you're asymptomatic.
That's true.
You could give it to somebody.
Steve, we cannot mess around with this stuff because people are going to get really angry at us.
I know. We're just kidding around a little. We're going to talk about it in a little bit.
Yeah.
And as I've reminded you, but you never listen to me, go to forgetruth.com and you'll find some very good stuff there. And if you live in Central Florida, you ought to be a part of Forge. It's one of the most important Christian men's groups in the country, and it'll change your life. And you can go to forgetruth.com. You can find out when and where the meetings take place. And then you will thank me for having told you about it. By the way, as you know, Pete comes in and we answer questions together on Fridays. And we love to get your questions. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7. You can write a question and send it to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 286, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8, or you can email us at keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, that would be so good, too. We would still answer your question, but, you know, we would answer it in more detail if you sent some money. No, we wouldn't. If you can, do help us, and I promise we'll be faithful and squeeze every dime for the glory of God. If you can't, we understand. Do say a prayer for this ministry. Oh, by the way, there's a new way you can give on your smartphone. You can text Key Life at 28950 and follow the instructions. And I'm told by the staff that this is a really easy and cool way to do it.
Hey, you're not untechy. You do a lot of tech stuff.
Yeah, but barely.
I mean, well, you're in the game.
Why don't you lead us in prayer and we'll get to these questions.
For sure. Our great Father, we come to you at the end of this week, and what a privilege it is to pray. What a joy to be able to pray, to know that we are not left alone in this world where there is a great deal of chaos and difficulty and depression and suicide and so many issues, unhealth, and so many people are without hope. And so, Lord, thank you that as your people, we do have hope. We have forgiveness. We have a relationship with you that will last forever, and we don't have to be afraid, and that your Holy Spirit is the comforter who has residence in our lives. And so we come to you, and we do pray that you would become more and more real to us every day as we live and breathe and serve you. Lord, thanks for Key Life. Thanks for our churches. Thanks for the pastors and priests and worship directors and leaders that are going to lead us into your presence this weekend. And so we pray. Give them power. Give them the wisdom to share your grace with us, that we would be listeners and worshipers and honor you. Bless our time now, Q&A. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this is an email, and it says, is COVID a part of biblical prophecy?
And your answer, Mr. Prophetic Speaker.
Well, you were talking about some things. Maybe, maybe not.
I know.
I mean, is that part of the bowls of wrath and the disease that is the many, what were you talking about, the Matthew passage?
In Matthew 20, if you look at Matthew 24, we don't see that. That's the mini apocalypse of Jesus, right? So we don't see him talking about that. But in Revelation, as Jeremy had mentioned, as we're bantering this back and forth, you know, there's bowls of wrath and all that. Could be. What we can say definitively, I think, check me on this, is that what sin has brought into the world is continuing to unfold in physical degeneration in many ways, illnesses, disease, and death.
Yeah.
And so at minimum, but this is a big deal, this virus is it should remind us of the curse of the fall, and that Jesus has come to reverse the curse, and he will one day. He has in his work, and one day he's going to come, as you have often said, clean up the mess.
Yeah, that's true. And please don't think that I'm taking this not serious. I believe COVID is a serious thing.
Sure, we both
do. Need to be careful, and we need to do all we can. But there's kind of an underlying assumption that Christians that Christians won't have to deal with these kinds of things. Mm. As a matter of fact, we do. And it's the curse of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we die the way unbelievers die. Mm-hmm. And we get diseased the way unbelievers get diseased. And I personally believe that that happens so the world can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christians need to ask God to give them peace, to give them courage, to give them a strong witness. There's probably not a darker time in our country's history. I mean, this is, whatever you think about COVID, it's pretty scary, and it's been fanned.
That's right.
I mean, every news organization is making money on it and getting right. And so there is not only the actual and horrible danger of COVID, there is the way that fire is fanned for a lot of reasons mm-hmm. that are less than compassionate.
That's right.
And so you don't know who to believe. And isn't that awful? No, that's good. Because that's where Christians are able to make a witness.
Boy, you're so right. And, you know, I heard the other day that Chinese Christians are saying two things. They're saying, don't pray that persecution goes away. It's making us stronger and more godly. And we're praying for American Christians that you guys would suffer a little bit more so you get tougher. and that missionary said that. And that's a powerful statement because we can be so wimpy and so entitled that and you look at the Christians that in the book of Acts and after that spread the gospel, they were willing to suffer and die. So we need to go back, as you've said, need to get a theology of death again. So that we're not living in fear.
Yeah, but maybe the short answer to the question is maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way we can actually take any hermeneutical principles that can come to my mind and take it and apply it to Ezekiel or Daniel or Revelation. I can't think of any way to actually find if this is a part of that. But in the broad scope, as you said, yes.
Okay. Matthew 24:13 says, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Saved from what? The penalty of sin, or saved from the terrible tribulation of that time?
Huh. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a main point that's being made, and it's about perseverance. The question is, how do we persevere?
Mm-hmm.
If you just take that verse by itself and don't use any other scripture, which is wrong, by the way, you'll come out with another work salvation thing, and you have to be careful because God has been so careful in telling us that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
We persevere because he perseveres in us.
Right.
And when we get home, we're not going to be able to say, I did it. We're only going to be able to say, he did it.
Right.
But perseverance is important, and mm-hmm. that's what that verse is talking about.
Yeah.
It's simply a way of God saying to you, hang tough.
Yeah. So really what I hear you saying is that could apply to the penalty of sin and the terrible tribulation of the time.
Sure.
It's both and.
Very good, yeah. But it just says, again, hang tough, don't shilly-shally.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to shilly-shally. That's an old phrase that only old people use, but it means being a wuss.
And where's it come from? Do you know?
No, I have no idea. And I don't want to check because I might find it has a pagan connotation that I didn't mean by it. But
it might be a cuss word, Steve.
It could
know.
Be.
And you've been saying it for years.
Yeah, well, I'll look. Maybe someday I'll Google it and see. But, you know, this is an easy time to back off. We're not liked.
No, we're not.
And it's easier just to be still and not say anything. And there's never been a time when Christians need to speak up and not. Johnny Cash had a song, I'll never shilly shally is what he meant. I'll never back down
is
the name of the song. And he's right. The world will do you wrong, but I'll never back down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Christians need to sing Johnny Cash's song, and we need to not back down with the truth.
Yeah, that's right. No, Jesus was full of grace and truth.
That's right.
Is full of grace and truth, and we should be too.
Yeah, don't do a uncivil, I'm right, you're wrong, and you're going to hell kind of thing. But a comment often should be made, hey, if I disagree with you, can we still be friends?
Mm.
And then after you say that, you can say almost anything.
Yeah.
But you got to be gentle.
I like that. That's a good way that we could all apply.
Oh, let's see what else. We operate off of sheets here.
That's right.
Sometimes I get caught up in the question and forget to look at the next question. If a Christian falls into sin and continues in it, will God cause the Christian to lose that part of the body that offends? Now, that's not a good interpretation of that verse.
No.
If your eye offends you, rip it out and cast it, because it's better that your eye go to hell than your whole body.
Yeah.
That it's not to be taken literally.
Well, we take the meaning literally, but not the words literally. So the words are clearly hyperbole and metaphorical language meant to convey something else, right? And that's a biblical interpretation principle. That's very important.
That's true. You know, there's a cult that really takes this stuff literally.
Good night. Church on Sunday must be just a bunch of...
yeah, right.
We can't even go there. Yeah, yeah.
And we don't have time to go there either. It's time for us to leave. And we're so glad when you join us. We're so glad to hear from you and your comments. Gotta go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.